welcome along for your Thursday morning. Well, it's with us this weekend, finally, one tropical day at the Darwin Ski Club. John Stevens, Angry Anderson, Mahalia Barnes and Daryl Braithwaite. And as Angry Anderson said earlier this week, it's going to go off like a frog in a sock. And it's great to introduce this guy who's going to be here, Daryl Braithwaite. He was lead singer of Sherbet from 1970 to 1984, and the first domestic act to sell $1 million worth of records here in Australia. How's that? Daryl's solo career saw him have 15 singles in the Australian top 40, including You're My World and this big one from 1991. Then in 2017, inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame.
It's only Daryl Braithwaite.
He's in town this weekend and we welcome him to Mix 104.9, Daryl Braithwaite. Hey, Daryl.
Andrew, nice to be here.
How are you?
I'm very well. That sounded quite... Yeah, that was good to listen to then.
Did I get everything right?
I reckon you did.
Oh, spot on. Hey, Daryl, the last time you were in Darwin was New Year's Eve 2019. You played down at the waterfront there.
Yeah, had a great time. And let me tell you, we're so looking forward to coming back to Darwin because this gig has been put on hold and or changed a couple of times. And Russell, the promoter, you know, bless his heart, he's done the best he can, and we're coming up, you know, John, Rose Tattoo and Mahalia.
COVID restrictions, as you mentioned, didn't see Reset 2020 happen last year. Put the brakes on many of our shows and concerts, down south in particular. How have you been keeping yourself amused?
Well, sitting inside, during COVID last year, I sat inside, watched a lot of TV, and waited for Dan Andrews to come on the television, our premiere, to say, okay, we're doing well, and we're going to have another extension. And so I guess like everyone, we just, it's amazing how you do adapt. It really is.
Yeah, he's not doing too well for himself at the moment, is he? Old Dan Andrews fell down a flight of stairs.
No, I think he's on the mend, but he's, he had a fall, as people might be aware.
Yeah.
A couple of months back, but we're getting there down here. It's you know, we haven't had any cases, and the people seem like they're adjusting back into some sort of normality.
Yeah, 15 singles on the Australian top 40. Daryl, is there an all-time favourite song that you like to sing?
Oh, gee,
there's got to be one.
I think the one that bears significance with me is probably As the Days Go By.
Yeah, right.
Mainly because it was the first single off Edge, and it was like, really, I guess, me going into my solo career back in that period, 1987, 88. And if it hadn't have worked, Andrew, then I may not be talking to you, you know, today. It's still exciting. I mean, that's the whole... thing about, I guess, being in the music game, that when you do hear songs that you've recorded on the radio, you get thrilled by it.
One of your most popular songs, of course, The Horses. You must have sung that about 1,000 times in life. Interesting story behind the film clip, Daryl. You shot that on a beach and you got absolutely, well, scorched, didn't you?
Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Andrew, and then went back to St. George's Leagues Club in Sydney and played with the band, and I was burnt. I can still feel it, you know, like being on stage at that gig, thinking, my God, my face must be red, and which it was. But that was quite a day, let me tell you.
Well, a 3.5-minute song. How long did it take to film the video clip? Probably all day.
It took, I guess, most of 8 hours.
Wow.
For my part. And then all the other parts, I think it probably took over 2 days.
Yeah, right.
For the whole shoot. But we never thought it would be like the success that it's had. No way, you know. And yeah. it's it's a lovely song, and I still love singing it and love hearing, you know, usually the reaction from people when you sing it.
Yeah, especially late at night after a few frothies, Daryl.
Apparently. I've never done that, but yes, I have encountered people like that.
It's a good sing-along song. Now, Margaret Ehrlich was in that song with you. She didn't appear in the film clip, though, did she?
No, she was in, I think she was in London recording her solo album.
Okay.
And but I think she had been offered the, you know, if you wanted to come back, you know, for the video, but she couldn't, so they ended up with an Australian model.
Yeah.
Who was from, she was in America, and she, I think they brought her back from New York to do that, and she's now living here in Australia, but yeah, I thought she did a great job of it.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Lip sync, you know.
She didn't get sunburned as well, did she?
No, I met her, I swear to God, I met her for about 1 minute, hello, how are you, Jillian, and that was it.
Is that right?
And I haven't seen her since. I've spoken to her once or twice on the phone.
All right, One Tropical Day, this coming Saturday, of course, tickets at dtix.com.au. We can't wait to see you, Daryl, and in fact, before you leave, would you like to introduce your all-time favourite song as the days go by?
Oh, okay. Here it is, early morning. And I haven't heard this for a while, but this is As the Days Go By with Andrew.
Love your work. See you this Saturday, Daryl.
Thank you, Rob. Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.